Now, on Monday, we started the week with Going Global, the kind of iconic national artist showcase. It announced its lineup on Monday, and I'm very happy to be rounding out the week with one of the very, very talented Ototahi representatives at that artist showcase. I've Ben Woods on the line. Good morning, Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you, mate.
How's life been going for you? I know winter's never really that fun for anyone, but are you making the most of this year?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I'm getting a little bit of a taste of spring, and so I'm beginning to work my way out of full hermitude. But yeah, it's nice. It's cozy. It's cold and foggy, and I can see the ocean, so it feels kind of nice in a
kind of way. You live in Lyttelton, don't you?
I do indeed.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
Now, hey, congratulations. You're part of this Going Global Artist Showcase for this year. How did that come to be? Was it as simple as they just asked you to be part of it?
I think it was an online form that I was emailed, and I was like, oh, okay, and I kind of didn't think too much about it. There's been a few times previously when I was releasing albums, I was like, maybe I should really go for that. And I tried to do it and never got asked. But this time it was when I was overseas doing a gig, and I kind of just quickly filled it out and then got an email just maybe a month or two ago being like, do you want to come up and play? And it's always a nice excuse to, I'm kind of in between album cycles at the moment. Getting a new one together, so it's a nice excuse to reunite the band and go up north.
Yeah, totally. And you're in really good company for this showcase. Some amazing acts. The other from Ototahi being the lovely Holly Arrowsmith. So In terms of how it kind of works. Now, is it a case of people just sitting down, listening to you perform? Like, how does it actually run?
As far as I'm aware, there is a, they invite a whole bunch of industry figures, as they call them, throughout the world to come and, like, I don't know, mingle, I guess. And they have chats about kind of industry stuff, and then they have this two nights of music, it's a gig with a lot of bands, and that's kind of, as far as I'm concerned, I'm mostly excited about seeing a bunch of bands I don't know, because there's a lot of stuff, especially up in Tamaki, that I don't, or I've heard of but haven't seen, so I'm excited to see that. I'm not personally someone who does super well in big long-winded talks, so but I'm curious to scope it out and see how it all feels.
I'm kind of in a similar boat to you, where I know a lot of these names but kind of haven't seen a lot of them perform. I think you're obviously going to do amazingly. Have you kind of thought about what you're going to play and perform and stuff?
Well, like I said, I'm in between. I've got a bunch of new music that I've been working on over the last, I don't know, year or so, pretty much since my last album came out. And I haven't been saying yes or planning a lot of shows or gigs recently because that's it. I kind of want to get this all figured out and do the transition into, you know, the new era.
Of course. Of
what I'm doing. And so this felt like a nice way to kind of bridge the gap a little bit and be like, okay, can get all the band back together and play them what I've got so far and see how it works differently and kind of test the waters.
Yeah, that's kind of...
A lot of new stuff, yeah.
Yeah, right. So mainly new stuff, maybe a little bit of old?
I mean, you know, I'm sure there'll be some classics thrown in just for ease, but no, I'm mostly excited about seeing how the new things I've been doing on my own can translate into a band setting, you know? It's always going to be a bit different, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah, and... so different from kind of recording or practicing music to a live performance. Like, dramatic, for it sure. Can be so different. Now, tell me a little bit about this new sound of yours. What have you kind of been playing around with and experimenting with recently? What's the kind of mood of your music?
I mean, the mood, I went into the new thing I wanted to do, getting excited about more electronic kind of production, I suppose.
Oh, interesting.
And a lot of, like, kind of hip-hop stuff that my sister was getting me into. And so I kind of went into it being like, I want to make an album that's, like, you know, low, slow, hypnotizing songs, but with production like JPEG Mafia or you know, some of those like hectic,
yeah, right,
blendery rappers. And then I went and started doing it, and that did not happen at all. But that was the intention. So I think the intention seeps through somewhere, but it is yeah, definitely in the way I like, quite like hypnotizing the kind of just like weird production, lots of space and
cool.
It's restful, but it's good. I like it a lot, and I'm excited. So, as well, one thing that I was thinking about this whole, you know, showcase situation is, you know, there's so many people playing. So the sets, I think, for this, I think it's 20 minutes, so it's pretty quick. And most of my songs, you know, we, especially with the band, we'll like flesh them out a little bit and get a bit, I don't know, psychedelic and kind of, they all end up taking about 5 minutes each, so it's going to be fun going into it with that in mind and figuring we're going to have to like throw in a few bangers, you know. There is a few pop songs on the new one, so
wow,
that'd be a good thing to think of.
I'm very curious to hear this new music, I have to say. But it's so funny you mention that, because I was going to ask you, I was just going to say, you know, as a live performer, you're not quick, which is not a bad thing by any means. But yeah, with, what, is it 24 acts? I figured they couldn't be particularly long sets. So are you kind of going to, what's your approach? Are you packing in as much as you can, or trying to make a couple things as big and good as they can possibly be?
It's that funny thing with, I guess, a showcase where I think there's an element where you want to be like, okay, who knows who's in the audience? And there's that feeling that everyone has where if they play the best set of their life and the most engaging thing, someone's going to like, some strange American's going to rock up after the set and be like, star.
Yeah.
Like give you a record deal or something. And so my thought is to try be as grounded as possible and not think about any of that, because I don't think it serves any good. So I think I pretty much just want it to be a great show for the limited and as compact, like you said, as possible, but as, what's the word? I just want to try do as much as we possibly can within that short range, and as well just play all my favorite things. So just, you know, just all killer no filler, I think, is my approach.
Yeah, I think that is a great approach to
as well
have.
Like in my band, you know, I've got a lot of friends all from here who are amazing musicians, and I feel like usually would not I guess that might be a different audience for them a lot of the time. I'm just thinking mostly of like Rory, who plays drums in my band, does a lot of great improvising, you know, more like experimental stuff, and Ruben, who's kind of in that world as well. I want to take advantage of them and you know, just do what we do as good as we can without trying to, feel like we need to be any sort of way because we're a showcase.
Totally.
Be ourselves as much as we possibly can and maybe freak some people out.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And I think that is more important for things like this, kind of to be as authentically yourself as possible. This takes place August 29th to 30th. So it's coming out pretty soon. Like the perspective of you and the other musicians playing, is this like quite a good networking opportunity for you? Like, do you think like out of this you can meet other musicians that you might potentially collaborate with and stuff? Like, is that the perspective that the musicians have?
I wonder about that too. This would be the first one I've performed at, but I'm excited to see the people I know who are going to be there, or bands I don't know who I might like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. But I do wonder sometimes, I could be completely wrong, but there was a thought I had that I was like, what if everyone's kind of like competitively battling, being like, I want them, you know, to impress these industry people more than you. But I don't think that is the case. I think people, I like to hope at least that people have enough perspective and to know that, you know, it's music. So the important thing is to do it well and enjoy it and
totally, yeah,
kind of bring people together, not feed into that strange, horrible kind of ladder climbing thing.
I certainly hope it's not there. I bet it's not. I'm sure it's not.
I think it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, and as well, I enjoy meeting new people and talking about music, and so I think I'm just gonna go in like that.
Shit, the more
I navigate it intuitively.
The more I look at this, the more I kind of really want to go, to be honest. Like, there's some really good acts.
Have you ever seen the band Softbait before?
No, I haven't seen them play.
Well, I'm excited. I've never seen them either, but I've seen their name around a bunch, so I'm excited to see that. And I saw Juju Lips at Camp Aloham.
Amazing, right? Oh my
so
god.
Good.
Yeah.
And Half Hexagon, who played at Portnoy Festival that I helped put on. They're amazing, and I think they've got new music. Ernie Bell, who's great and has a beautiful voice. Ebony Lamb as well. Yeah, lots of good stuff.
Yeah, so good. And that Half Hexagon set at Portnoy's, oh my god, people are going crazy for that.
So good.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. And to our audience out there, 29th and 30th of August, go to indies.co.nz / going global for all the info. Seriously, actually consider it. This would probably it's a good like weekend up in Auckland, I reckon.
100% Thursday, Friday, you know, you as well. You get your Saturday off. So it's going to be lovely. In fact, I'm working on putting on a show on Saturday as well. So
oh, are you?
For weekend. Yeah, we're going up there. I want to make sure we.
Yeah, totally, get going totally.
Indulgent 40-minute set as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, hell yeah. And it should actually. I do want to mention it's at Double Whammy, which is like the new big sister to the very famous Whammy, which is very exciting.
I mean, that's it. Now the wine cellar is closed, so they've turned, I believe, the smaller room at the wine cellar and what was formerly Whammy back room into one big, I think, like, I don't know what the cap is, like 300 or something.
Wow.
Venue. So I'll be curious to see. It's sad to see the wine cellar go.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a nice, especially for lots of, you know, smaller, intimate gigs, but I'm curious to see how it all looks. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hey, Ben, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. It's much, much appreciated. And, yeah, I don't doubt for a second this is going to be – you're gonna make an excellent 20 minutes.
Oh, it's going to be special.
Out of this. So thank you so much for chatting to me this morning.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Have a great, great Friday.
Yeah, you too.
And that is the lovely, lovely Ben Woods, one of Ototahi's favourites. Truly such a talented man. Right. Speaking of talented people, 2XM, another Ototahi act, except it's double the amount of people, it's two of them. Here's their song, Something Infinite. And just really quickly, do actually consider going to this Going Global. I do recall in the past actually regret not going. And the more I look at it, the more I'm like, damn, this could actually be quite a great weekend.